It's Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North, and it is great to have your company. Amy Robinson isn't a historian. She's not an architect, and she's not a Milwaukee native. So at first blush, she might not seem like the natural person to write a column on distinctive historic Milwaukee buildings. But those factors actually play to Robinson's advantage in her blog, which appears at Milwaukee Magazine's website. The feature is called Intersections, and Robinson, who is an editorial assistant at the magazine, will join us from time to time in the days to come to talk about some of what she learns about these buildings. But first, she spoke with Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke about what spurred her interest in Milwaukee's buildings.
I'm from a small town south of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and what has always fascinated me since I've moved here is how all of these old buildings across the city are in use. It's something that I find absolutely amazing because back home during the oil boom, it left so many buildings afterward without a use. There are several as you're going down the street that are empty and there are no businesses to fill them. And it's something that I just find really great to see here. They're all occupied and kept up in great shape.
Do you feel that people back home didn't necessarily have the same attachment to the old as we apparently do here?
I almost think so. I think that whether it's something that the oil boom came so quickly and there just wasn't this great attachment to these buildings as we might have here, or is it the fact that maybe newer is better? Is there just a different mindset between the different cultures?
Well, and I wonder if also you bring sort of an untainted eye, whether you think as you've explored that you see some things that people who might drive down the street and see the same buildings every day might not, just because we've been driving past them for 4 or 5 or 10 or 30 years.
Well, and that definitely could be. I know there's one blog that we published. It's been just a few weeks ago, about this leaning building on Water Street. And it's something I drive by this building 4 times a day. Don't ask how much I spend in gas per day. It's ridiculous. And it's something I look at this building and it's leaning. It's apparent. And I wonder, what is wrong with this building? There are people going in and out and it's still in use. And it's really a pretty neat bar. But to look at this building and just think, what is that? What did it used to be? And why is it this way today? And to go inside is just, it's just something. It just really tells a story.
You are not a historian. You are not an architect. So what is it that you hope to do as neither of those things by exploring these buildings?
I hope to just bring an awareness. And I think that it takes almost an outsider's view to do that. I know plenty of people who aren't from Oklahoma who tell me all these amazing things about my state or the best place to get fried chicken that I had no idea about. I think it takes an outsider's view walking past a random building to ask why or what did this used to be? And just to ask all of these silly questions, because maybe it gives me a right to do so just because I am an outsider looking in.
Well, and how are you telling these stories? What is a typical entry in the Intersections blog look like?
You know, it could be very random. It could be something along the lines of, what did this building used to be back in its prime? Or what is it now today? Or I'm hoping if we're able to get more of kind of an engaging feedback, just random stories about these buildings and things that happened or people who were there, and maybe stories from people's great-grandfathers or family that were passed down about them. That's what I'm really hoping for out of this, is just to give more of a personal experience with these structures.
As a relative newcomer to Milwaukee, and you spent some time here before and you went away and now you're back, does this also give you a connection to the community that you might not have gotten otherwise?
I definitely have to say so. I think it's hard to drive around the city and not have questions about things. And it gives me just an inside look into not only history, but where we are today and the stories that I'm able to hear and learn or read about. It makes it feel, I guess I want to say, it makes it feel more like a second home to me.
How willing are people to let you go in and explore these buildings?
Well, they've actually been really, really willing. It's unbelievable. I've, you know, just a random phone call saying, hey, I'm the author of this blog and I would love to take a tour of these buildings and with a photographer or with a camera. And they've always been very, very nice to go ahead and let me on in and just try to explain the history that they do know about these buildings.
Well, and let's take one of your first entries in this blog as an example. You had a chance to go and explore some parts of the Pabst complex that most people have not.
Exactly. That was one of the ones that I wasn't really expecting as much of an in-depth tour as I actually got. You know, you get in some of these buildings and they've been truly empty for decades. And you go in and the ground has caused these buildings to just shift. And you're walking on such uneven floors that you almost feel that it's not really safe. And there's times that you're going in and you're looking up at this roof and the ceiling and you're thinking, I think I should be wearing a hard hat right now. And I think that's the best part about it is that this is something that hopefully through pictures and through stories, we're able to explain things that we might not see or know from just sitting on the sidewalk, just questioning ourselves.
And where did you get to go in the Pabst complex? You actually brought a photographer along for that.
Yeah. We were able to go in through the old bottling building and we were able to go through the brew house inn and suites. And that was something that was just really neat to me because my dad, he had been coming up to Milwaukee for 35 years working for GE. And he would tell me about when he did his tour, these copper kettles were producing loads of beer. And here I am. And now it's a boutique hotel. And, you know, we went through the Pabst executive suites and through the old infirmary and through a couple of the other distribution centers and things like that. And it was something that, and again, it's almost a little scary, but that's what makes it fun. And we were also able to go through the old church that was there. And that's something I wasn't really expecting at all. It's been closed up for quite some time and it's beautiful on the outside, but it really draws you in as to what did it used to be during its time? And it was actually bought to be used as a conference area and also as a restaurant. And it's neat to just see, I guess, the changes in these buildings over all these decades and years.
And looking at some of the pictures, there really are parts of this complex. Even as all the new construction has taken place, there are parts that really still seem frozen in time.
Oh, exactly. And something that I can't even explain enough is the old infirmary, how you go in there and some of where they would keep the medication and the records and things like that, you go in there and it's like a jailhouse. I mean, they have these giant metal doors that used to lock all of this information in. Well, whenever the buildings were closed up, everything was left open, records and all. They just shut it down and that was that. And going through these buildings, you have, I mean, you know, old letters and old notebooks and signs and just things that have been there ever since this building was probably in operation. It's just neat to be able to see.
That's funny. Have you been to the Milwaukee Public Museum?
No, I haven't.
There is an exhibit there called Streets of Old Milwaukee, which is, you know, essentially a living, breathing diorama that is a recreation of the Milwaukee of old that you can walk through. But it sounds for all the world like with a little bit of exploration, you can actually still find the streets of old Milwaukee as they were.
Exactly. I think it just kind of takes some digging around. And I'm going to go ahead and say being nosy. I think you have to ask these questions. And usually folks are so nice to be able to tell you everything that they know. And they actually appreciate the fact that today some young person off the streets has any kind of curiosity about them.
Well, and so before we wrap up, tell us a little more about the Leaning Building, where it is and what you found when you went there.
Well, the Leaning Building is on Water Street, and it's the old Weissel Building. It used to be an old – it was a sausage factory. And across the street by Bar Louie was actually where the slaughterhouse was. So to think about this street now that's bustling with either cars or – bargoers, I guess, on the weekends and to think about back in the day with livestock roaming, and it's just unbelievable. But it's something whenever I went into this building, you automatically feel three beers in. I mean, you are walking through this floor that is so uneven. You almost have to catch yourself at times and think, what is going on? And especially whenever you go downstairs into the basement, because then you're going down these crooked stairs. And you're having to kind of lean on the bar to make sure that you're going to get down all right. But then you go down there and the floor is so uneven. And not only that, but so is the ceiling above you. It's the most odd situation. And that's something that I guess a lot of old buildings downtown have an issue with, just being so close to the water. So it was just neat to be able to see.
In this case, tipsy is not a metaphor.
Oh, not at all. No need to intake the beer. You already filled three beers in.
So these two examples are both examples of ideas that you got just from being around Milwaukee. But if I understand correctly, you're really hoping that people bring their ideas to you of the same kind of curiosity.
Exactly. I can roam around this city and think of all these random things and think, well, what did that used to be? Or why is that like that? But what I really hope is for everyone in the city to kind of have that same question and not be shy to ask. And I would love if there's anybody who has an idea or has this building that they've been looking at and just wondering if there's a story to something, just please feel free to email me or give me a call. I'd love to know any feedback.
And they can also reach you through our own social media. We'll connect everyone here and hopefully some interesting ideas come through the pipeline.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'd love any feedback possible.
Well, Amy Robinson, thanks so much. Best of luck.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here and nice to be back in Milwaukee.
And we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds perfect. Y'all take care.
Amy Robinson is an editorial assistant at Milwaukee Magazine, and her Intersections blog appears at the magazine's website. She spoke with Mitch Tyke. We'll take one last break, and then the Master Singers of Milwaukee will present the last of their 40th anniversary concerts this weekend. We'll talk with their music director next on Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio.